This is Ozarks at Large. Arkansans who successfully enrolled in person, by mail, or via the digital health insurance marketplace portal by the December deadline are now eligible for medical coverage under the Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act of 2010. Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich provides a status report.
Arkansas is one of seven states which partnered with the federal government in setting up a health insurance exchange, now called Marketplace. 17 other states and the District of Columbia are running their own exchanges, and 25 remaining states have refused to participate in Obamacare. So how many Arkansans have enrolled so far? Heather Haywood is spokesperson for the Arkansas Insurance Commission Office of the Affordable Care Act.
We anticipate that the Department of Health and Human Services will release enrollment data in mid-January, and that would be a cumulative total from October the 1st through December 31st.
The U.S. Department of Health and Human Services last issued any data in late November, and at that time, only 1,400 Arkansans had enrolled through the exchange. After an abysmal launch riddled with technical problems, the federal enrollment portal is running smoothly now. Individuals who enroll by January 15th will have coverage starting February 1st. Open enrollment ends March 31st.
Yes, it's important to remember that we're only halfway through a sustained six-month enrollment period.
500,000 Arkansans who don't have any health insurance are expected to enroll in the coming years. Monthly premium plans classified by metallic values vary according to actuarial values. The least expensive bronze plan covers 60% of expected costs, with consumers paying the balance. Platinum plans cover 90% of the costs, so tend to be expensive. For lower-income Arkansans, there's plenty of financial help. Of nearly 30 million potential enrollees nationwide, 17 million Americans are eligible for tax subsidies.
For approximately 80% of Arkansans that are uninsured, there is assistance available when you purchase health insurance through the new health insurance marketplace. Once an individual is determined eligible, there are tax credits and advanced tax credits that will assist in offsetting the cost of health insurance premium.
Hardship subsidies are also available. Arkansans can choose from a menu of brokers that offer plans that fit your income, including companies such as Arkansas Blue Cross, Blue Shield, and QualChoice. Thousands of Arkansans are discovering they qualify for newly expanded Medicaid coverage. Historically, Medicaid was restricted to impoverished children, their parents, the aged, or individuals with disabilities. But the new eligibility level is set for individuals 19 to 64 years old living at 138% of poverty. That's $15,850 for a single person, $27,000 for a family of three. Conservatives tried to block Medicaid expansion nationwide, but in 2012, the U.S. Supreme Court left it up to states to decide. Last year, the Arkansas General Assembly passed the private option, using federal Medicaid dollars allocated to states to purchase private health insurance for as many as 250,000 Arkansas residents. Amy Webb is Director of Communications for the Arkansas Department of Human Services, which is overseeing the complex nuts and bolts of Medicaid expansion.
As of January 4th, we had 112,960 applicants.
Applicants applied through a special public assistance web portal.
They were able to apply for the private option through our regular public assistance portal, which is access.arkansas.gov. And then we also had over 9,000 that we've been able to process so far that applied through the federal site.
The federal portal, healthcare.gov. So how many Arkansans are now officially enrolled in the private option?
So far, 85,328 have been determined eligible, and they are now somewhere in the enrollment process. Of those 85,000, 66,063 have completed the enrollment process as of January 6th. And, you know, so they have selected or been assigned a health insurance plan, and they're ready to go.
An additional 6,760 who were screened by ADHS qualified for traditional Medicaid.
So we have a total of 72,823 people who will now have coverage who are completely enrolled.
Private option enrollees receive an ID number and insurance cards, which are identical to conventionally insured.
We have 46,275 private option enrollees who have Blue Cross Blue Shield, either the state or the national one. We have 11,063 people who have Ambetter and 1,246 people who have QualChoice.
Private option program will undergo a legislative audit this coming year, and state legislators will consider reauthorizing the use of federal Medicaid dollars this coming budget session, slated to start next month. Until then, ADHS spokeswoman Amy Webb says they're very encouraged by the turnout.
Our employees have been working very hard to build this system, to make sure that people could enroll if they needed coverage. And to know that there is that level of need and that level of interest makes their hard work, you know, even more meaningful.
As for those with enough net income, come tax time, the IRS will ask if we have medical insurance coverage. And if you don't, you will be taxed $95 per adult, $47.50 per child in 2014, or 1% of your taxable income, whichever is greater. Doesn't sound like much compared to monthly premiums, but in future years, penalties will increase. Adding fuel to the healthcare marketplace technical glitch fire late last year was the news that 500,000 Americans who purchased private health insurance saw their policies canceled because companies said the plans didn't meet ACA muster. But that didn't occur in Arkansas. Once again, Heather Haywood, spokesperson for the Arkansas Insurance Commission, Office of the Affordable Care Act.
Insurance Commissioner Jay Bradford issued a bulletin back in March of 2013 that allowed Arkansas carriers to extend coverage for an additional year. So in Arkansas, we did not see that mass numbers of policy cancellations.
And that's likely another reason why Arkansas's National State Exchange ACA report card, issued by Decision Resource Group late last year, ranked us, along with four other states, at the top based on enrollment, innovation, and the private option model. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.
For more information, you can go to arhealthconnector.org, or you can call toll-free 855-283-3483. That's 855-283-3483.